you thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call at 651-303-0019 with any of your real estate needs or questions. Again, that's 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. You can also follow us on our Facebook page where you can see upcoming events, all the great publications that we have there, the Smart Home Buyer, the Smart Seller book, as well as our annual Bricks report with all sorts of market data. Going to be having a new one of those coming up soon. And you can watch us record live most Tuesdays around noon. Today, we're going to be talking about the marriage between real estate and design. I would like to welcome Lauren Byers, perfect last name for a real estate agent.
Thank you.
I love it.
And I wish I could say I chose it.
And then we got Chad Preby. Thank you for coming in again. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Good to be here.
So, Lauren, tell me a little bit first before we kind of dive into some hopefully useful tips and advice for people, a little bit of your background, because you're kind of relatively new to Bricks Real Estate. So
I am. Yeah.
And you're relatively new to me, so I'll hopefully learn a little bit over the next hour. So,
So I, growing up, I have a lot of my background in design thanks to my mom. She really instilled in us the benefit of going timeless and traditional. And she would pull us around to garage sales and open houses. So that's really where my love of homes and decorating started. I would spend my nights, she would knock on my door at 2 or 3 in the morning and I'd be rearranging my furniture. And she'd be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I wanted a different feel. And so I was doing that all growing up. I still do it to this day. You know, my boyfriend will come home and the house will look completely different. And most of the time he's like, okay, well, here we are. It's a whole new home.
Yeah.
But so I started doing that when I was pretty young and just kind of thought it was what everyone did. But then as I was getting older, I moved out to California when I was 19 and didn't really know what the heck I wanted to do. And we started working for an art gallery for Thomas Kincaid, the painter of light, and learned how to frame artwork and lighting and, you know, the balance and colors. And it was really interesting and really kind of loved that. And I was like, you know, I think I need to start going to school for this. So went to school, moved back to Minnesota.
Why would you ever move back?
I know.
To this winter wonderland?
It's the heartstrings. The family brought me back.
Oh, yeah.
So moved back and, you know, always had this thing in the back of my mind that I loved real estate and always wanted to do it, but never dove into it. And after years and years, had family friends that would do real estate down in the Rochester area, Winona area, and jumped in both feet. And now I get to do both. That's the Cliff Notes version, I guess, of what I did. But here I am. So yeah, that's my background.
You know, you mentioned something, and I'm just going to kind of run with this for a second. But you said timeless and traditional. And I don't know if that means what I think it does. I've always thought the coolest houses are the ones that really stick to the era of when it was built, you know, as far as, you know, maybe you're updating it, but you're updating it appropriately to that era. And I don't know. And that's what I think of when I think of timeless or traditional.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, and that can go anywhere. That can go from Art Deco, that can go traditional, that can go colonial homes, you know, anything where you have a specific time period piece and you go away from what that was designed to look like, that's where the clashing starts to happen, and right. It just doesn't feel quite right.
Oh, yeah. So the houses, I'm just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. It's like you walk in, 1970s split level. Whatever, great. That's fine. That's okay, 1970s split level. But then it's got the green tile from the 1990s, right? Yeah. And then it's got the you know, slate front entry.
Ooh,
from the 2000s, right? Right. And then there's a barn door downstairs. Like just no flow, and none of it's traditional. Mish-mish. I would rather walk into that dark wood with the beams, which is funny. Now what are we seeing come back again, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah, that French Tudor type of feel, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, and there is something to that. The classics, they always come back. It's the stability, the foundation of it. You know, mm-hmm. you exactly. have those basic things that you can throw a different Christmas throw pillow or, you know, whatever you want, and you can get a totally different vibe, but the foundation stays the same.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had a client buy a house. It was like German cottage look to it, 1970s. Ooh. So there's that.
Yeah,
exactly. Chalet or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But untouched. And I'm like, sweet.
You know, one of my favorite projects to date is a client of mine, but also a good friend of mine, Jeff Arundel, and he has what I call the castle house, but for him it's the flash house, and it's down over by US Bank Stadium. And he had done a number of things to that home to really make it what he wanted it. Intricate iron work. I mean, it was awesome. I think a lot of people would peg it as like the Harry Potter house, you know, if you've ever seen it.
Yeah.
But it was totally him, and he did a lot of renovation to that home. When we worked together, though, he wanted to go more into like the Airbnb and rent it out to other people or make it event space. So we had to bring some of those really intricate details and neutralize them out. But it's one of those where you go, wow, this is such a unique home. And now how can we make it unique for everyone?
Well, your perfect segue into neutralizing.
Yeah, I didn't even try.
I know. It was. I'm just like, oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, like one of the ways that you can really make a space kind of feel good, I think, as you were mentioning, is doing some neutralizing a little bit, and let's dive into that a bit.
Yeah. So, you know, when I work with clients on either the real estate or the design side, and we walk into a home for the first time, and you see a bright yellow wall, or you see someone's velvet couches, and that's what they get stuck on, and they almost get turned off to the space entirely based on that knee-jerk reaction. And one of the things that I always tell them is, okay, for a second, do not picture any of the paint colors or the furniture in here. When you come in, we can neutralize it out. We can put either white paint or gray paint or, you know, something that is going to stand the test of time. Right. But let's look at the foundation of it, and what's the purpose of this room? What's it going to serve for you? But that's one of the biggest mistakes that I see is people go a little, you know, off of the beaten path when they want other people to enjoy it. And that's where they can run into some issues. So go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you mentioned something that I tell my clients, or it's kind of alluding to, it's, you don't buy a house for your furniture. You buy furniture mm-hmm. for your house. And
bingo.
I mean, the same with paints, and, you know, you make it that space.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. There's so many different customizations that you can do with furniture that people just don't realize. And it doesn't have to be expensive. There's so many options, and, you know, people come to me all the time thinking, well, we got to go Restoration Hardware or Crate and Barrel, or we have to do Pottery Barn. It's like, yes, we can, and you don't have to.
Or you can go Menards and Home Depot or City
totally.
Salvage or Bauer
Ashley
Brothers.
Furniture. Yeah. I mean, right. There's so many options. Or, you know, people might be persuaded not to do this, but Facebook Marketplace, there are some people that are getting rid
tons of stuff.
Beautiful mm-hmm. items
uh-huh.
Or things that you can put a fresh coat of paint on, make it your own, and really jazz it up.
Somebody know? Else's junk is, you know, somebody else's,
oh.
like, you know.
Treasure.
100%.
And there's upholsterers out there, you know, that are willing and so excited to get their hands on this piece of furniture that's good quality, but maybe it's not the color that you wanted.
Right. Yeah, if I'm a buyer in the market, right, I don't want that seller to necessarily paint the walls or do those types of changes, because I want to come in and do what I want to do.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's a great point, but I do think there's so many people that can't see. I mean, it's great as a designer, and, you know, I know to say the same things, to look past that, but so many agents don't teach their clients about looking past the paint in the furniture.
Right, right.
We got to take a quick commercial break coming up here, but I would like to chat a little bit more about paints and neutralizing and how maybe it makes spaces feel size-wise and, you know, just this setting that tone. We're coming up to the holiday seasons and stuff like that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions for us, again, real estate questions, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. We'll be right back. Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Have a guest with us today, Lauren Byers with Bricks Real Estate, but also a interior designer.
Yeah.
Designer.
Yep.
And we're talking about, well, last segment, we were leaving off with paints and neutralizing. You know, I was just in a house the other day, and it's like you walk in, it's just this deep red. Mm. And, you know, the first thing my client says, why does such a small room, such a dark color, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess I can't answer that.
Well, I can help you out there a little bit. You know, it's really interesting. Some of the times when we're using paint, we want to use it to make a room feel smaller, or we want to use it to make a room feel larger. So if we have a really high ceiling and we want to try to keep the space a little bit more cozy,
right,
we will paint the ceiling a darker color to keep it feeling like it's a little bit more closed in. Okay. Or on the opposite of that, if you have smaller ceilings or shorter ceilings, painting the ceiling white or a light color will help to raise the feel of the ceiling a little bit.
I never would have thought ceiling color. I've always heard about walls, but
yeah.
Sometimes you go into these 90s, early 2000s homes, and maybe it's that living dining, and they vaulted the ceiling.
Mm.
The walls are like hospital white, and just feels like it feels like a very tall, narrow space.
Yeah, and it can also feel a little sterile when you're, like you said, hospital setting. When people are doing the whitewash, you know, the white trim, the white walls, the white cabinetry, the white countertops, it's a trend right now, and I think it does nod towards classic a little bit because white never really goes out of style.
True.
However, right. If there's too much of it and not enough character, it can feel more of like a sterile environment, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But, you know, on the same sense of bringing ceiling heights down, if you have a long room, I will tend to put on the end caps, the shorter walls, I'll tend to put a darker color to make that room feel a little bit more symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So playing with colors that way. Otherwise, small rooms, they actually might feel a little bit larger when you're bringing a big, darker, bold color like a red. If you have a small bathroom off the kitchen or, you know, down in the basement, play with the color, have fun with it. But just know that it's going to take a lot of primer and paint to cover that back up when you want to do something different.
Yeah.
I enjoy the you know, fun colored bathroom spaces, right?
For sure.
It's like, oh, that's cool. You know, you know, look something a little different.
When it's your own space, do it up. Have fun with it. You know, go wild. Try it. See if it works. And if not, do it again. Paint is easy to change.
How does that transition, like, and I know we're going to get into, might as well, like furniture and spaces and neutralizing and like, you know, how to get the most out of smaller, like, you know, if somebody is in a townhome or a condo, and, you know, there's so many of these townhomes that I see now that are these like stack style, I call them, right? You walk in, there's the fireplace to the right or left. It's a little hallway. Stairs are on the back, or stairs are, you know, you know what I'm talking about, right? And then the bedrooms are upstairs. Well, you don't have a lot of living space.
Yeah. Right. You know, sometimes it's nice in those spaces because you don't have a lot of wall space either for art. And which can sound sort of counterintuitive, but the more you clutter your walls, the smaller your space is going to feel. And the less put together it's going to feel as well. So if you're thinking, oh, I have a smaller wall, I should do smaller pieces, stop that thinking immediately. Do one big piece and be done with it. Let it speak for itself, especially if it's some piece of artwork that you really love. That's where your character can come out. And that's where also your color play can come in. If you have neutral walls, neutral furniture, play with the art on your walls or a throw blanket or a throw pillow, but keep your bigger pieces neutral so you're not having to rebuy them every couple of years.
Right. Okay. Well, and once you set that palette, paint that wall, you know, like you say, if you end up going with some really dark color or flashy, it's going to take a lot of work to change that back, where, you know, changing out a piece of art is nothing, or changing out
easy.
A rug, or changing out a couch cover or pillows or something like that.
Well, and thanks to places like Wayfair, you know, you have rugs that are pretty inexpensive these days, and there are more patterns that are coming at you. So it's easier to buy those pieces or artwork.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
We like Wayfair.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. They actually, I will tell you this without having any sort of sponsorship from them at all, they are great customer service too.
Yeah.
But as far as furniture, just make sure that your flow of your traffic is always going to work out when you're placing your furniture.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want a maze.
Right.
You don't want to be knocking ankles around it. Something I've said, like, in the purpose of staging, I always talk about, you're not staging for the showing, you're staging for photography, mm-hmm. right? In the sense that you're going to shrink down a space. I know we're going to get into preparing a home in the next show, but I'll say, you know, try to get 2 to 3 running feet between pieces of furniture.
Yes.
Right now, granted, I know a side table isn't going to be 2 feet away.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, there's exceptions. But, you know, you'll see these people, okay, well, there's the side table, now there's the clock, and now there's the hutch,
right.
And then there's the buffet, and there's the, right?
Right. Let each area needs to have its own breath. If you're all running them together, there's nothing that is a special piece, and it's just utilitarian. And for some people, that is okay. But if you're looking to stage, you want the spaces to speak for themselves. This is the sitting area. This is the piano area. This is the dining area.
Yeah, yeah. You get into some of these homes, and it's just nonstop. It
right.
doesn't. And
yeah, and you're right. You're spot on. Usually, we'll say at a minimum, you need to have 24 inches between two pieces for easy traffic. Really, what we're looking for is about 36 inches, though, or a little bit more.
See, nobody told me that. I just kind of came up with that. Thank you for justifying.
So
very nice. That's impressive.
Well, before we finish up this show, and make sure anybody who's tuning in, we're going to be back next week with Lauren again as we get into how to prepare your house for sale. But, you know, holiday season coming up, what are some things people can do, kind of fun stuff? And you have 3 minutes.
No, oh, 3 minutes.
No, don't rush too fast. We can.
No, for holidays, you know, I always start with select your color palette. If you bring your color palette, usually, you know, your 2 to 3 neutrals and your one solid color, your base color, and then maybe one pop of color.
So no, you're talking going back the pillows, the blankets,
right.
the rugs, not walls.
For, right, yeah. Exactly. If you have your neutral rugs, or sorry, your neutral walls, your neutral furniture, you can do anything with your decorating.
Right.
So, and I'm talking from your Santa figurines or, you know, your tree, but your ornaments, the lighting that you use, your throw blankets, your pillows, you know, little things, your table decorations. There's little things that you can do to really add to the space, but select your color palette. And if you keep some of your bigger items more neutral, then you can add little colors here and there and, you know, mix it up every year.
Well, and I think, you know, the idea of seasonal decorating, it doesn't need to be this huge thing, right? Mm-hmm. Of the sense that you have a few tubs and you change it out, like you say, going back to having those neutrals, that it makes it real easy to get ready. And, you know, something I'll touch on again in the next show, but people that are worried about, well, oh, if I am thinking about selling a house, should I not do holiday stuff? It's like, no, absolutely. It makes people feel warm and good. I always do the hot apple cider on the
yeah.
stove, make it feel, yeah, smell good.
Do some holiday things, but do it in a way that's universal.
Tasteful,
yeah. Tasteful. Yeah. You don't need it to look like it threw up Christmas on everyone or
clutter everywhere.
Exactly.
Now, for those that have the bright red walls and green walls, wow, you can really, you can go to town on that. Well, okay, so. See, you did holiday decorating in 2 minutes, so I still got an extra minute here.
I'd
like to thank you again for coming in for this show, everybody, please tune in for the next one next week as we get into preparing your house for sale, some design tips there. Thank you, Chad, for all that you contributed to this show today.
A whole lot. I actually learned some stuff, so thank
good.
You.
Yeah,
no, we're going to get into where the market stats are as we come into December timeline in the next show, so make sure you tune in for that. Again, if you have any real estate questions, please give us a call if you have questions for Lauren?
Yeah, sorry,
brain freeze there.
No, you did a good job.
651-303-0019, and I'll make sure we get you in touch. So
great.
We'll be back next week.